Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama will be visiting Cuba next month, and Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says that Mr. Obama's decision to go to Cuba was his.
President's judgment was that, number one, going to Cuba was an important step forward in signaling this new beginning between our two countries and peoples, and also importantly that going to Cuba could help enlarge this space that benefits the Cuban people and increases ties between our countries.
The trip had long been expected as part of Mr. Obama's efforts to make as much progress as possible in improving ties with Cuba before he leaves office in January of next year. Cuban officials welcomed the upcoming visit and expressed a willingness to discuss any issues. Pope Francis, who has spent the last week in Mexico, injected himself into the U.S. presidential race on Thursday, suggesting that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is not a Christian because of his proposal to build a massive wall on the southern U.S. border with Mexico to keep out migrants. Trump, a Presbyterian, said at a campaign rally in the Atlantic coastal state of South Carolina that the pontiff's comments were not a nice thing to say. He said the Pope questioned his faith is disgraceful. The comments, 2 days ahead of the presidential primary in the state of South Carolina, where Trump has a lead over 5 Republican challengers. Police in Uganda briefly arrested presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house he said was being used for rigging the national elections. Vote counting has begun after millions of voters cast ballots Thursday for president, parliament, and local government seats. This is VOA News.